Breaking news, delays in both directions on I-795. Sky 5 above the scene with how long that road could be closed. And new information about a shooting at a high school graduation in Virginia.
A new code red air quality alert has been issued. Who needs to stay indoors and for how long? And who's under a level one risk for storms tonight and tomorrow?
And the smoke in the air right now could affect your health. Hear from a local researcher about the risks of breathing in this hazy air. We begin with breaking news. A massive pileup involving around 20 vehicles. This is along I-795 on the Wayne County-Wilson County line. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. Sky 5, as you can see, flying over this mess, and it was a mess. Vehicle after vehicle stacked and packed on top of each other. Let's go straight to Mark Boyle in the WRL Live Center. Mark, what do we know about all of this?
Sky 5 just arriving on scene a short time ago, giving us live pictures right now from above it all. And if we zoom in, Dan, we've counted at least 20 vehicles crunched together. You see that blue Rhino gas truck right there. It does not appear as if any of these vehicles have major fire damage. And when you see these types of situations with a gas truck involved, you think to yourself, this situation could have been a whole lot worse. Right now, we are seeing tow trucks arrive on scene. They are starting to pull cars away. It's unclear right now what caused this multi-car crash on 795. Both directions closed right now. The DOT says it could be 9:30 before they get all this cleaned up. There's a lot of glass there on the roadway. A couple of these vehicles, when you look in close, are very close underneath, if you will, to that blue Rhino truck there on the ground here on 795. Keith Baker is in Sky 5 for us right now to talk about the traffic situation. This road is shut down, Keith, and what are you seeing from above it all?
Well, Mark, what we've seen when we first got here, there was a pretty good line of traffic to the north, which is to the bottom left of your screen as you're watching it. They've turned all that traffic around. They did a U-turn and a little cutover. And the road is actually blocked at a major intersection about 2 miles up to the north, and there's another roadblock down about a mile to the south. So they actually have gotten all the traffic off and flowing again. Things seem to be moving slow, but they are making some progress here.
All right, Keith Baker, live above that crash there for us this evening, and we'll check back in with Sky 5 later this evening. Looking at the traffic map, this shows you exactly where that is. That's the area that we're seeing here, and then the purple indicates the road is closed, so you have closures to the south and closures to the north. And take a look at this photo before we send things back to you. Right after it happened, a very smoky situation. Drivers getting out, taking a look above and make sure people are okay. Unclear if there are any injuries. We'll monitor this story and have another update for you here in the Live Center shortly. Back
wow,
to you.
Wow, quite a picture of those people standing on tops of their cars.
Oh, yeah.
I keep thinking about how scary it would have been, you know, crashing into the car in front of you and feeling another person hit you from behind. Mark, keep us updated. Thank you for that report.
We are also following breaking news in Virginia. Sources telling NBC News that five people were shot during a high school graduation in Richmond. These are live pictures near VCU's campus and the Altria Theater. An alert sent to students asked them to stay indoors. Right now, police say there is no longer an active threat to the community. Richmond Public Schools has since canceled another graduation that was scheduled for this afternoon.
Well, you can barely see the downtown Raleigh skyline as we take a look here. This is a view from Sky 5. Yeah, those are buildings off in the distance there. The haze caused by smoke from wildfires in Canada, putting much of the triangle under what they call a code orange air quality alert. In a matter of hours, that's going to be upgraded, though, to a code red. And that's a little bit more dangerous for folks. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRL Severe Weather Center, also tracking the risk for storms and showers, how that could impact the air quality. Lots to talk about, Kat.
Yes, and contrary to popular belief, the rain may not help the air quality tomorrow. I'll explain why in a minute. A code red air quality alert in effect for the triangle points north and west starting at midnight, and that's going to go all the way through midnight tomorrow night. This really means that everyone should try to limit their time outside tomorrow for the areas in red. A code orange air quality tomorrow in our eastern counties, and that's where the sensitive groups, including elderly and young children, should try to limit their time outside. The smoke from these these Canadian wildfires is over 1,000 miles away. The jet stream winds are carrying that smoke down into North Carolina. A pretty thick plume of smoke over North Carolina this evening. It will stay that way into tomorrow morning. And then it's really not until tomorrow evening that we start to see improving conditions. We have rain in the forecast tomorrow, but what that rain will do, and since it's light, it's actually going to take some of the smoke from the upper levels of the atmosphere, the jet stream levels, and bring it down to the surface, making it even more dangerous with those smoky particles closer to the surface. Tomorrow, there is going to be a threat for an isolated severe storm, though that chance is a little bit better toward the North Carolina coast. For us, the bulk of the rain will come in during the evening hours, and I'll track its arrival on Futurecast coming up, Dan.
Sounds good, Kat. Thank you. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have a live interview with an air quality expert talking about the risk that we'll see over the next day or so and how you should protect yourself.
Tonight we are hearing about the plan to address scenes like this. People driving on ATVs and dirt bikes, driving recklessly around the Triangle. Police just announced new arrests in connection with a group of more than 200 swarming an area in Durham over the weekend. WRAL's Durham reporter Sarah Kruger explains it's been an issue for years.
It's now a familiar sight and sound in Durham. Dirt bikes and ATVs taking over city roads. This is video we captured in July of last year on Main Street. Just this week, viewers sent us more.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yep, weaving in and out. We're on the wrong side.
Now, for the first time, Durham police are announcing arrests and a plan to address the long-standing problem. More than 200 dirt bikes and ATVs flooded South Durham over the weekend. Officers arrested two of the drivers. Chief Patrice Andrews says that's just the beginning. She has started a multi-jurisdictional task force.
It's past time to do something about it.
Larry Smith is a former interim Durham police chief who is frustrated as a law enforcement representative and as a Durham resident.
As law enforcement officers, it's our job to keep the roadway and keep citizens safe and to enforce the law. And when you let people just go and do that with impunity, then what's going to happen is going to say, okay, well, this is okay, and I'm just going to keep doing it.
In Chapel Hill, the illegal activity is a concern, too. Officers there announced six arrests this week from reviewing surveillance and social media video of incidents in the town since March.
If attention is what they're seeking, they're going to get it in the form of charges.
Police Chief Salisa Lehu offered advice for any drivers who find themselves in this dangerous situation.
Pull over or come to a stop as safely as possible. Let them pass by and do not engage.
Here in Durham, the chief said it's disheartening that officers have to work on issues like this when they could instead be addressing things like violent crime. Sarah Kruger, WRAL News, Durham.
And Durham police say in addition to charging two people from over the weekend, they also seized two of the bikes. One of them, they say, had been stolen.
Right now, Raleigh police officers and their supporters are pushing city council for higher pay. They want more money. Council was holding a public hearing on the proposed budget. It provides a 5% raise for public safety workers. The starting pay for a rookie police officer in Raleigh is just over $50,000. That is the third lowest in Wake County. Apex and Cary start officers at more than $60,000 a year.
We invest a lot of time and money to train these officers, and dozens have left the past several years to go to these other neighboring agencies who can offer them better pay.
And right now, RPD has a lot of openings, 106 officer vacancies. That's 13% of the sworn force. City Council will hold several more work sessions on the budget following tonight's public hearing.
You are now one step closer to being able to bet on sports from your phone legally in North Carolina. All that's left is one more vote in the House and Governor Roy Cooper's signature. Today, the House agreed to the Senate's changes to the bill. Cooper has indicated he supports the legislation. If he signs it, the NC Education Lottery Commission will be responsible for getting sports betting up and running in the state, and that could begin as soon as January. Outside, air quality is under a code red tomorrow. Just look at the haze behind me. Smoke from wildfires in Canada made its way here. Just ahead, an air quality researcher from UNC explains whether getting outside could impact your health and how often this sort of thing happens in our state. Plus, the dairy farmer who was attacked by a bull returns home. How Randy Lewis is doing after a long stay in the hospital.
right now at 7:12. Back to that scene at the Wilson Wayne County line. These are live pictures of a multi-car crash and the cleanup that is now underway. We know at least one person was taken away in an ambulance, others likely to be injured. At least 20 vehicles involved with this crash. You see the blue Rhino gas tanker right there. Several vehicles all squished together on 795 southbound and northbound south of Wilson, still closed right now. And we'll certainly keep you updated as we get new information in. The exact cause of that has not been announced. These are live pictures coming in, shifting gears to Virginia at VCU there in downtown Richmond, where investigators have now confirmed there are seven people injured, two people in custody. It was a high school graduation. Shots rang out nearby, and police and school officials giving an update right now. So several breaking stories in the Live Center. We'll update you here as new details come in.
A lot going on, Mark. Thank you. Taking a live look outside right now, where you've noticed it all day. We are currently under a code orange air quality alert in the Triangle, and you can see from that image why. It will be upgraded overnight to a code red. This is the fourth highest category out of five and defines the air outside as unhealthy. So joining us now live to talk about what this means for us is UNC Chapel Hill air quality researcher, Dr. Saurav Arunachalam. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the TV today.
Let's start with these risks. This is not something that we're used to seeing in the Triangle. How unusual is this?
This is pretty unusual here in North Carolina. We have had clean air in the state over the past decade plus. A lot of local sources of air pollution have been controlled, and we haven't had this level of air pollution that's coming up tomorrow in a long time. But of course, this is not coming from local sources. The general convention is where there is smoke, there is fire, but we don't have any fire here. This is coming all the way from Canada.
It really is amazing that this much smoke has come all the way to create a code red for us. Is tomorrow a day where we should be skipping outdoor exercise or avoid being outside for the most part?
Absolutely, yes. Code red is, as you said earlier, it's one of the fourth highest levels of air pollution that the EPA has designed. And if you fall into what is called as a sensitive population, which means whether you're young or aged people, or if you're pregnant, then you fall into what is called as vulnerable population. So if you have any pre-existing conditions related to the lung or the heart, then you want to completely avoid outdoor exertion or outdoor activities tomorrow. But for all others, the general convention is to reduce or prevent, if you can, being outdoors.
If we can, just one more question. Would you say that there is a better time of day or a worse time of day to be outside when there is this code red? Maybe temperature matters?
Temperature does matter, but actually the code red that we have right now is due to levels of fine particle air pollution, and this is being transported all the way from Canada. If it were locally formed, one can say, yeah, it's better during one part of the day versus the other. But since this is transported, we have to look at the specific transport patterns, and perhaps the whole day is bad. Temperature does play a role. It's an independent issue that also causes adverse health effects. So luckily, I'm looking at the temperatures for tomorrow. It is not considered a very hot day. But if it were super hot, then you have two different impacts coming, one from the temperature, one from fine particle air pollution. But I think the temperature is not as bad, at least as per the forecast right now. Mm-hmm. It is really the levels of air pollution one needs to look out for. And I'm hoping it's going to cool down a little bit, and then perhaps rain may come and wash out some of these levels of air pollution.
Well, thank you so much for your insights. Really appreciate it as we plan our day out tomorrow. Dr. Arunachalam, thank you.
Thank you, and stay safe.
Another earthquake was recorded in western North Carolina. It was just after midnight that the most recent quake hit. This latest one was a magnitude 2.5 quake with the epicenter about 2 miles north of Canton near Asheville, you see there. If you've been keeping track, it's a lot. That makes seven earthquakes now in the past 2 weeks, all of them centered within about a mile of each other near Canton, west of Asheville. We talked to an NC State geologist who tells us she can't say for sure, but it's possible that contact between rocks is acting as a kind of fault that can lead to small earthquakes. A well-known dairy farmer who was attacked by a bull is back home after nearly a month in the hospital. Randy Lewis's family-owned Ranloof Milk Company posted this picture of him on Instagram. It says Lewis still has a long road to recovering, but is glad to be back at his own house after 26 days in the hospital. The bull attack last month on his Alamance County farm left him with a lot of injuries, broken ribs, punctured lungs, and even crushed vertebrae. The community has been rallying behind Lewis ever since. His GoFundMe page has raised more than $182,000.
A used auto dealer is expanding in our area, creating nearly 200 jobs. Auction Direct USA reached an agreement with the state this morning, investing nearly $3 million in a new facility in Oxford. That's in Granville County. This project will establish a new facility to recondition vehicles. The deal requires the company to create 173 jobs. Average pay for those new jobs is more than $88,000. Auction Direct already has retail operations in Raleigh. Getting a flight to Philadelphia could cost you just $19 if you fly out of RDU. Avelo is offering the super cheap fare for the next 3 days, so you got to book fast. They have nonstop flights from Raleigh and Wilmington to the city of brotherly love. Travel dates are from June 22nd to July 31st. Now, as I said, you got to book fast. These flights must be booked by this Thursday.
All right. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now as we take another hazy look at the city. We've been talking a lot about this smoke moving in. Our tall tower cam really tells that story as well. You see the sun kind of poking through that haze. But Kat, we have some rain on the way, some hot weather behind it, lots of stuff to talk about.
Oh yeah, we've got a lot going on in North Carolina this week. Smoke, pretty rare that we're telling you about that, and we'll get more to that subject in just a minute. I did want to point out on the dual Doppler 5000 radar, there have been a few showers and storms toward the Virginia line. We'll continue to keep an eye on southern Sampson County for perhaps a shower or storm this evening. Otherwise, the rest of our area likely to be dry today. That changes tomorrow, though, as this cold front drops in from the north. We'll wake up to a little bit more cloud cover in the northern half of our area. A small chance for rain. It's just a 20% chance of a sprinkle tomorrow morning. Most of us are not going to see any rain, though, until the afternoon and evening, and that's when we've got these scattered showers expected. A few rumbles of thunder out there. It's not going to be a widespread storm threat. The air pretty stable, but toward the coast, I think that's where we have a better chance of a strong storm with some gusty winds, and we keep in the chance for rain even through about midnight tomorrow night. After that, the front continues to push south. We'll start to clear out and dry out, and Thursday, we've got nice weather in the forecast. It's going to be drier, sunny. Friday as well should be pretty nice outside. The issue, though, we could see some additional smoke moving into the area once we get to the end of the work week. In Raleigh, a live look at the Natural Sciences Museum. I did want to point out, of course, you can see the haze in the sky, but look at the sunset. It's really beautiful. And this is kind of the upside, if there is one at all. Often when you have these smoky skies, the way that they interact with the light from the sun actually creates some really vivid and beautiful sunsets. So try to step outside quickly and get a glimpse of it if you can this evening. Otherwise, we can just use the WREL live camera network to get a nice safe view. Tomorrow is when things will really deteriorate. It'll be unhealthy outside tomorrow. So just try to limit your time outside if at all possible. Visible satellite shows some of the smoke in the area extending all the way out into the ocean from Canada. And I did want to point out tomorrow's the WREL weather alert day due to the code red air quality. But another plume of smoke could be directed our way Thursday into Friday. So the longer range forecast is for code orange air quality alerts Thursday and Friday. So just a tear down. Keep that in mind for the end of the week. We should see improvements in terms of the smoke over the weekend. That's all thanks to a change in the jet stream pattern. That same pattern change is going to bring the hot and more humid weather back into the forecast. So get ready for the heat. In the meantime, be careful out there with all the smoke.
Yeah, good advice. Thanks, Kat.
They are warming hearts at a local fire department and many more hearts on social media. The new jobs these pups are taking on coming up.
Eric Miller in the WREL Breaking News Tracker. We're continuing to follow this major pileup on 795 outside of Wilson. You look at this behind me, lights stretching as far as the eye can see, as nearly two dozen cars and a tractor trailer were involved in this crash. You take a look at some of this video from Sky 5. This will give you some sense of the scale here. We're still working to learn how exactly this happened, how exactly this many vehicles were involved in an accident. But we can say as of right now, the latest we're hearing, there were not any serious injuries. Truly amazing when you consider how many people were involved. We've seen folks out here wandering around on the sides of the road on their cell phones, calling for help, calling to get a different car. The line of wreckers here to haul these vehicles away is nearly as large as the scene itself. It is a major mess here. Now we're pressing SHP for more details on whether there'll be any charges coming out of this, as well as what the estimate is on when this road is going to reopen. We'll bring you those details as soon as we get them.
Ooh, Eric, thank you. It's going to be some time. A lot of people on the phone with their insurance company, I'm sure. Fortunate no one was hurt seriously.
Not the way you want to end your day, right?
Unbelievable. There is a new grocery store coming to the Garner area.
Today, Publix Supermarkets announced that it has a new lease for a new location at Middle Creek Crossings. The store will be at the southeast corner of NC Highway 42 and NC Highway 50. Publix says the 48,000 square foot location is expected to open in early 2025.
We were just talking about dinner. I think this might be a decent option. There is a Durham staple that's opening a Raleigh location.
East Cut Sandwich Bar opened on Whitaker Mill Road over the weekend. It's one of the first tenants to open at the Ironworks development. Once complete, Ironworks will include more than 200 apartments and office and retail space as well. East Cut is open Tuesday through Sunday, so you're in luck.
Those look good. Okay. Some two new additions we want to share with you for the Durham Fire Department. They're getting a lot of love on social media.
These two adorable pooches are named Blaze and Ollie. The department posted these pictures on their Facebook page. They're joining the department as emotional support dogs. Blaze will work at Station 4. Ollie will be at Station 9. So far, well, this is no surprise, hundreds of people have liked and shared the post. So sweet.
Do you think that Ollie is jealous of Blaze's cool name?
Ollie's a cool name, too.
I know, but like, it's the fire department dogs.
Yeah,
his name's Blaze.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Ollie. You're cute.
Thanks for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 right here on WRAL. We'll see you then. Have a great night.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.